Welcome back to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Today we talk with our buddy Kelly Drillad about a wide variety of topics from marketing to spamming to overcoming the pressure of being in the spotlight. It's a fun episode full of sharing, laughing, and discovering. Enjoy.
So you can slide.
Sliding into DMs is you are a stranger and you're reaching out to somebody for the first time.
Through direct message.
Yes.
Yeah. See, yeah. I've had some people do that to me. I find it is spam. Yeah.
And what I'm doing now is I have a side gig working for a company called Whatnot. It's an app where you can go on and do live selling. So a lot of people do books on there. That's how I got into it. Trading cards, comic books, whatever. It's basically Facebook Marketplace. But you're live on the screen, right?
Okay.
So it's almost like your own QVC channel.
So like Instagram Live?
eBay combined, so people can just buy stuff right there.
Okay.
So you can do like 30-second auctions and stuff like that. It's really fun.
I bet you're good at it.
I'm okay at that part. I'm better at selling it to people to sign up for it. But the way that I have to get them is by going and seeing if they're a bookshop or they're a bookseller, like a reseller and stuff. And then going into their DMs and going, hey, my name is Nick. I saw your stuff. It's really cool. Do you want to maybe sell on our app? And it, you know, invariably 99 people don't respond.
Right.
But you're coming in. You're not coming in as spam, though. You're coming in as
There's some genuineness to it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they might do well on it. They might want to check it out. And generally, I'm looking for people who are also selling like on other channels, because I feel like if somebody is just posting pictures and they're selling a book every once in a while, they're not going to do well.
Yeah.
They may not have the inventory, but
have you thought about sending them an email versus a DM?
Yeah. So a lot of people that I've found only have, or I'll do the email after I've sent a couple of DMs. Email is even worse. Email is, you're just so already conditioned for spam on email.
So why not like Sing and Telegram?
I was thinking typing letters. I don't know that I have everybody's addresses unless they're a bookstore. I could send it to them that way.
See, that's a differentiation though. Yeah. See, I was obviously joking about Sing and Telegram, but something, right, that will allow you to, I had someone send me a package when I was working in the corporate world, and I was tough to get a hold of in those days because I had people screen out everything because I had millions of dollars to spend and everybody wanted it. But they sent me a little box, and when I opened the box, there's a light bulb in it, and when the box opens, the light bulb lit up in the box. I was like, I'm calling these people because it was so different. It was so cool. It was something, right? It actually inspired me to do some things that I had done trying to get jobs. I've told you about some of those silly little things just to get people to give me a call back, and it's about standing out. But it also takes a lot more effort, you know, than sending a DM.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think if you just send the DM more as Nick, like as the guy who types, if you typed those.
So sarcastic DMs.
Well, you know something, what would happen if instead of just DMing them, you typed something, right? And then you sent them a JPEG of what you typed, right?
Mm.
So it's not just me typing this. It's like, I typed this for you, but I didn't know how to make it digital, so I just shot a picture so you could see it. I don't know. You know, but
I'll just do videos for everybody in front of books and throw books at the camera.
Actually, that's an actually good idea.
Yeah.
Because if someone sent me a video of like, hi, I'm Nick, and I just wanted to tell you, like, and use their name so it's personal, I'd be like, what is this?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Dude created a video just for me.
Just for you. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to do that.
I like that idea.
So it's less creepy.
It's less creepy.
Might be. Let's see how that turns out.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm not good on camera. I'll tell you what. I have to get on camera tomorrow to do a promo, and I'm just not. I'm so much better live, like in person, but you shine a camera on me and some false expectation.
Well, microphones too, like doing this podcast, you're fine. Radio, you're fine.
For the most part, yeah. But if you're actually looking at me, it's a little hard. But I have an issue with that anyways. Even in Tai Chi class, if our master is watching me when I'm trying to do a kick, I'm going to fail at that kick because my brain is going, he's watching you fail. So,
but in Tai Chi, though, you're often the guy everybody follows.
I know. Isn't that hilarious? It's
don't watch me, but do what I do.
Well, I do my best. I do my best. And I really do practice. I mean, I take Tai Chi very seriously. But I'm learning more and more these days that I have so much more to learn about it. But yeah, I know the moves. I'm now starting to learn what's behind the moves and what's inside the moves. I was describing myself yesterday as a guy who's been taught how to paint a house, but now I'm learning how to build it. Yeah. You know, it's just not, it's less of the surface and more
decorating the inside of it.
Yeah. I'm filling it up with something valuable, useful. So
what about you? When people are staring at you, how do you feel?
We're both staring at her right now.
I don't mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Well, you've had a history of kind of being in the spotlight too, with cheerleading. Before you became this artist that you are today, you were an artist of a different kind. I mean, very public facing.
Yeah, and that. But the weird thing is, growing up, I was so shy. But like in cheerleading, you put me in front of a crowd, I'm fine. But I was horribly shy, and it took me years, but like if I can just be in front of a crowd, that's fine, but like a small group, I would just curl up. Like it was really hard for me, which is such a weird, like,
I think it's thespian really is what it is,
or it's costuming. Well, like if you're in the right mode of dress, like I can put on a disguise.
Yeah.
Like if I have to go to somewhere where I have to wear a suit, I can be a different person.
Well, and the expectation, right? You put on a cheerleading outfit, people expect you to be a cheerleader, right? And it's a lot easier. And so
you do yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You step up. Let's talk about the superheroes, right? And their outfits. You strap on a cape, you got to kind of feel like a hero, you know? So you get to play a character and be someone slightly different than who you are. Force out that energy and see what that feels like coming back.
Right. But now as an artist, when I do artist talks and that sort of thing, I am fully me. And the art pieces, it's me. And so it sometimes it gets a little nervous, but as I'm talking, it's like, oh, like this is an easy subject because I'm talking about myself. So like I can talk about myself.
And you're genuinely curious about the art of other human beings.
Yeah.
Which kind of helps that process, right? I need to check out what you've been doing more now. But I'm psyched that it's going as well as it is. And I'm really glad that Orlando Weekly chose to shine a light on it. That was because I know it surprised you, which is a beautiful thing. It's like, hey,
now I think they recognize after doing the best of for a few years now, however long they've been doing it, they have to go beyond what people vote for, because a lot of that is going to be a popularity contest, and they have to choose some stuff or highlight some stuff that is super important.
Yeah.
Or should have been on the list, honestly, like best artist over here, best artist in Orlando.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Nice. I love it.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. Putting on a disguise, whether it's a suit and tie or a cape and tights, is a shortcut to being able to feel like someone else. But talking to my friends Bob and Kelly Joy Ladd, that makes me feel like myself. The Orlando Weekly thing that we referenced in this episode is Kelly Joy Ladd being recognized by the magazine in their Best of 2023 for her project Artist on Couches. You can look that up at artistsoncouches.com. Thanks for listening.